Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips for today. I'll be talking about how to grow beautiful yet low-maintenance succulents. Succulents have interesting shapes, textures, and colorful foliage. There are succulents available in silver, blue, red, yellow, orange, or green foliage. And essentially, a succulent is basically a plant characterized by its ability to store water either in its leaves, its stem, or roots. They are able to store water in their modified tissues, and this makes them tough enough to survive periods of drought. Succulents need bright light or sunshine for at least half the day. They need very well-drained soil and should not be planted in spots where they will be standing in water or have very wet feet during winter. Being too wet for too long can lead to fungal infections and rotting. You can plant them in rockeries, and they look attractive when mixed with rocks. You can also plant them in containers or pockets in retaining walls. Containers can include ceramic pots, bowls, or window boxes. If you are growing succulents indoors, place them on a windowsill where they will receive direct sunlight or a spot close to a window where they will receive very bright natural light. Poor light will result in weak, spindly growth, making the plant more susceptible to disease. Also, when growing succulents indoors, make sure that there is good air circulation and that the room has good ventilation. Very important to note is that most succulents die from overwatering. Allow the potting soil to dry out between watering. The roots need water, but they also need air to stay healthy. Do not leave your succulents standing in water or standing in a drip tray filled with water. Concerning feeding your succulents, feed them about once a month during their active growing season when you can see new growth happening on the plant. Use a liquid plant fertilizer like fish emulsion at half strength. I'll mention some interesting succulents to choose from. There are different aloe species available. These flower in autumn-winter and are great for attracting birds to the garden when not much else is in flower. There are euphorbia species. For example, there's a variety called fire sticks, which has brilliant red-orange foliage, so works well as a feature plant. With euphorbias, though, watch out for the poisonous sap, which can be a skin irritant and can also cause blindness if it gets into your eyes. There's the jelly bean plant, which is a variety of sedum. This succulent has tiny leaves that look like jelly beans, hence its name. When one of the jelly bean leaves breaks off and falls to the ground, it will sprout roots and form a new plant. There's also echeveria species. These are rose-shaped or grow in rosettes and are very popular at the moment. Other succulents to grow include portulaca, which are bright flowering annuals to grow over summer, the ever-popular speckboom, and aptenia, which is a ground cover succulent known as the ice plant, with fresh green leaves and tiny red flowers. Some succulents also have thorns or spines, so be careful when handling some of the aloes, the agaves, cacti, and the euphorbias. So succulents are a good choice for beginner gardeners because they are so easy to care for. Many of them are also easy to propagate because they form offsets and you can separate these side shoots from the main plant to form new plants. They are also a great water-wise option, so do consider including them in your garden. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. I've also recently started a blog, so you can find this info on succulents at gardenwithtracy.wordpress.com. Have a great weekend.